about this time I got down to doing a bit of this tape work for you. Give you some idea of what it was like overseas in the army. Well, I suppose the best way to start is when I joined the army. And how I joined. It was on the 2nd of January 1940. I'd finished work. And I was going home then. And as I went down North Road, I met a bunch of the fellas I knew coming up. I said, where are you going and what? I said, I'm home now. Oh, we're joining up. They said, why don't you come up with us? Well, they're born every minute, so I met and ran up with them and I joined the army. But going in, it was last two. I was one of them. The fella called Arthur. Tennant was the other one. They only wanted one more. Well, they closed that night. So me and Arthur spun up for it and it was lucky me, I won. Me and I went. Arthur never did go in the army. He went into the Royal Navy. And then we signed on with the recruiting sergeant. Got our shilling and became a member of Her Majesty's Forces. I said to this recruiting sergeant then, I said, I'll slip all around now and get tidied up. Arrange for where to meet you. Oh, he said, that's all sorted out. He said, you're not going home. You've got a railway pass here waiting for you, and you're going up to the station, and you're going on the way to Clacton. No. So that was it. We marched up the station, on the train, and off we went. I was like, well, that's pretty efficient. If it's all like this, it'll be well organised. And when we got to Clacton, they met us at the station, formed us up, it's a quick march, and marched us merrily away to Butman's holiday camp. We all went in, onto the square, top where they go over our mills, and dismissed. Off we went, and our grub came out, formed up again, it was taken to our billets then. Well, that wasn't bad, that was like the usual stuff that the holiday makers used. So I was with a bloke called Billy Cousins from Brighton. That's what we're doing in Billy. He said, well, we can go out, there's no stopping us, look. Got any money? I said, I got a few, Bob. So have I, he said, come on. So out we went. Didn't need any passes at all. Reached around, down to pubs and that. Wasn't bad there at all. Enjoyed itself. Went back in. Went to Kip. Morning they woke up. Went out on parade. Dismissed from parade my work. So I said, Bill said to me, come on, let's go with it. Out of the barracks again, moved around the town again. We did this for 3 nights. Each night we had to come in. We went to the station, formed up another mob that was just coming in, marched in with them. We said we did this for 3 nights. We got no money then, so we had to stay there. And they were forming up units by this time. Sergeant says, where you two buggers been? So we've been moving around the camp. Nobody told us any different. Right, he said. Sort you out later. But never did come in, really. And then we were formed up into a company. We were called 655 AW Company. I don't know what company it was. We didn't even deal with the army. And we did go back to Kip that night. We got all their gear. Off we went to the station. It's a company. And I think two other companies formed up there as well with us. Got on the train on their way to Margate. I said, well, that's pretty nice. Seaside town, not far from Brighton. So you better get out from there easy. Got down there, hit the private billets all around Margate. We went into some big square, rather, some Margate Square, I think it was. Can't remember the name properly now. We had about 4 days there doing drills down at a place called the Casino, right on the seafront. There's a big open space next to it. Open car park, I think it might have been, but it was a playground with us. Anyway, about 4 days, went back into the billets. But you had an order board on one of them that we used to go to see what the orders of the following day were. And there it was on there, I might saw in the morning, prayed. Something moving anyway. Anyway, we went on parade, and the sergeant major said, it was all top secret, that's why we're out here early in the morning, he said. Don't shout the odds around, but he said, we're all going down to Southampton and going across to France. Well, this is about 9 days I've been in the army, but. And he went down to Southampton on a boat and shipped across to Le Havre. So Le Havre, we marched out to the railway station on board this cattle truck. With the train, all cattle trucks they were, no coaches. And we were taken up to a place called Lille in northern France. And we finished up in a little village called Marombrel. Remember that place, because that's the terminus for the trams. They didn't go any farther than that. And we spent about 4 months here working, extending the Maginot Line, putting new concrete bunkers up, pillboxes. We had a lot of Indian troops here working for us, doing all the donkey work, you know. But it wasn't bad. Then everything was quiet. Nobody seemed to be worried about anything. But then things changed. At the end of May, we spent hours and hours and hours filling sandbags and running them up to the line. Back from all these sandbags. Things were going really wrong then. Anyway, we had orders to make our way to Dunkirk as a company. So we went back, the billets, packed all their gear up, full marching order, plus extra blankets and a spare pair of boots if you had them. Put that lot on, formed up as a company again, and I said, you're on the force march now. Well, that's one thing you don't want to do, Bob. It's just say to you, a quick march, and that's it. You don't get another bloody order until you get there. If you fall out on the way, it's just too bad. You might be lucky and get picked up. Or you stay there until Jerry got you. We finally got to Dunkirk. Back solid with blokes, that was. Quite a bit of an order going around though for even then, because we used to form up on the sand dunes down in the water's edge on the flat, see all around you and have roll calls answering your name. This is Kate Carney's, out of doubt. And they used to form you up into fours and eventually break in a double line heading into the sea. You walk out there up to your chest in water, and as the destroyers came in, they put the cutters over the side. There's four matlows in there rowing and the middy sitting in the back, and those come within 2 or 3 yards of the head of the troops, and those to say, two men at a time, one starboard side, one port side. Well, if two of you went port side, they shot one of you. No arguing. But it kept it all nice and tidy and orderly. But we didn't get off. I got wet a few times and that was it. We should go down and bunker down alongside of this hospital place out on the dunes there. I don't know what it was originally, but that's what they used it for then. But you used to sleep on the dunes of a night. Well, Jerry's coming over stonking all the time. But when he was down in the, like, having these roll calls, there wasn't a lot of damage done because the water used to take a lot of the power out of the explosions, you know. So there wasn't a great deal of damage done that way. There's enough bodies lying around anyway. No more. Anyway, about the 5th of June, I suppose. Went to Kip again on the dunes. Mind you, there's quite a load. Thousands of boats had gone by then. So it wasn't quite so crowded on the beach. And then I woke up. Probably, I think it was about 6th of June. When I sold around only us, about 70 of our lot. And we had a fella called Duncan Miller there with us. And he said, well, what we do, we follow the railway line back into Dunkirk, go down on the jetties, see if there's any action there. Well, when we got back there, there's crowds and crowds of blokes. Again, that's where they'd all gone to. They'd had their orders to go there. And in the distance, I saw this couple of blokes in women's nightshirts and a bloody great shire robes, singing their heads off. It's just not so. I don't know what happened to them. I never saw them on any boats anywhere. Anyway, we got onto the jetties. There's a big stone jetty on the top and a wooden one lower down. This little neighbour that was on the top on the stone jetty, he was organising everything. And we were double file going along the wooden jetty. Well, as you come to this line of little boats, motor launches, fishing boats, all sorts. The inside lane took the boat, first boat. The outside lane took the next one. And so it went in orderly fashion all the way through. And I said to Billy, I said, well, let's try to get a fair-sized boat here, Bill. Not one of these diddlers come this far with that. And as it happens, there's a boat called the Maid of Orleans, which is a fair-sized one. You should come to places like the piers and that, you know. But as it happened, Billy's boat was a little one just in front, so we snatched him into our line and carried on the tour. We went into the next one, we got on the Maid of Orleans, then the bigger boat, which wasn't too bad. They were packed solid though, but troops everywhere, couldn't get any more on at all. We left the harbour. Well, there's a lot of German MTB boats flying around out there, doing as much damage as they could. Lots of boats going down. And we were going out, and there's one boat not as big as ours got walloped, and the destroyer came alongside with all the scramble nets hanging down the side. And they pull alongside the sinking boat, and you wait for the smaller boat to rise on the swell of the ocean, like, you know, on the tide. And as it got as far up the boat, the straw as it could, you grab the net then, and the boat ran away from you. So you could scramble up and go over the top. Well, a lot of the poor buggers, they didn't know anything about that. They grabbed the net at the bottom and started climbing. And because the boat came up behind them and smeared them all up the side of the destroyer. There's quite a few went that way, Robert. But eventually we got to Dunkirk. Oh, not Dunkirk, I'm talking about that again. Got to Dover. Quite pleased to get there, mate. And I went to the church hall. We were all given grub there, soup and dinner. Taking the billets, I went to the church hall to lay down. We laid on the floor, you know, on palliasses. I could have slept on the clothesline.